this is the golf course here, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
talking about weekend music.
They've got to be on a few good bands.
Social media.
So, Rock Family 2. Look for that on YouTube. Rock Family 2. And look for the people that are
there. It's an absolutely eye-opening document. Super and well done to John Hughes for
what the people are
saying. The Rock and Roll Family 2.
Really, a program. That's awesome. It's on YouTube. It was there on YouTube a few years ago. It was such a sad, horrible recording. The company put up a much better quality recording of the Fleetwood Mac tour from the John Peel. Yeah, I mean, too. That is watchable.
I did mention John Peel, so I do give that a watch.
I was looking through the picture on that record of
Fred, thinking about mystery stations, such as, for example, The Voice of Bob,
or maybe Fair Gordon,
maybe mentioned last weekend with Mark Gordon.
Remember all those mystery stations that they became mystery stations because they came on the air, good program,
but never responded to the section. So, never even had a record.
But it sounded in some way professional, not maybe a mystery station.
If they were just sort of a quick PSO station playing something like that, this would have bypassed the interest in the band.
That was that. But if they came on and made an effort to do programming, they would always
be a bit of a mystery.
And another one that was on,
the fish and all the things,
and this is a whole set. Nobody was written to the operator of that event that paid permission
to be giving out the details
of the first time the record
was just a spokesperson of some kind.
There's probably quite a lot of these
presentations that broadcast over the years. You might see a couple of people who have been the common record.
No one might get for this one to say that.
Dave Edmonds and I knew the guy, you know, who can use the baby? Wedding song. Very bad music. Died on weekend music radio WLR.
Why not? Everything is wrong.